The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Braun Silva, and today my guest is Danielle Becker of Lefty's Right Mind. Lefty's Right Mind is a bespoke creative studio that combines Danielle's passion for art and connecting with people. We're going to be talking all about that in today's episode, as well as all the chaos that comes from running a business and raising two kids, as well as the mantra that keeps Danielle afloat, even on her busiest days. So check it out. Let's jump in because you and I met at an event, and I was so just like drawn to your energy, but also I don't consider myself like a traditionally creative person, like when it comes to fine art or visual art or anything like that. I mean, I'm creative like when it comes to writing and that sort of thing, but you sort of ooze that, like you ooze just like aesthetically pleasing. I don't know how to like even put it, from like the way you dress, from the way your art, everything. So tell us, and also the name, like Lefty's Right Mind was so creative. It caught me like right away. So introduce yourself. Tell us about your business, your background, all of it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I'm humbled. Congratulations on all of your success. Thank you. On your book, I am mid-read, aka Audible, since I don't have time to read. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Lefty's Right Mind is a creative studio that customizes products and experiences for people in business. It means I'm a lefty. I'm in my right mind when I'm at work because I'm utterly obsessed. And creatives think with the right side of their brain. So it's a double entendre. I have always been an artist. Creativity has always been my passion. But I also wanted to figure out a way to scale craftsmanship and kind of defy the stereotype of starving artist, you know? And I was an art director for 15 years in corporate America in the fashion industry. I started as a graphic designer. I ended as an art director, and piecing together all the digital skill sets that I learned over the years and just honing in on my craft of creativity, I saw a white space in this saturated world of ours, spending marketing dollars on promotional products that people generally don't keep, the lack of environmental awareness that comes with that, and the need for human connection. You know, we're all human beings, and we all have stories, whether it be parenting or any sort of individual moment where we want to feel seen and we want to feel heard and we want to feel appreciated, right? And that's what monogramming and personalization does for the consumer, right? Or the brand awareness of, oh, wow, they took the time to notice me. So I'm trying to hone that human connection through products and experiences.
I absolutely love that. And actually, you said something that really, I had to write it down because I feel the same way. Like we talk a lot in this parenting and mom space about self-care, filling our own cup, you know, all of those cliches, but what fills mine is work. And like, you know, talking to women like you doing this podcast, you know, I am obsessed with what I do. And when I'm looking and I feel like I need to take care of myself, is that's really when I dive really headfirst into my work. And it seems like you feel the same way. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think that's why you and I got off on so quickly, is we very quickly realized that we are women, we are mothers, but we have a sick, dedicated passion to our careers. And I always say that my job makes me a better mother, makes me a better friend, makes me a better spouse. It makes me a better individual. It puts me in circumstances that I never thought I would be in regards to decision-making or pressure or prioritizing a decision. It makes me whole. I would much rather work all night and than the other possibilities, you know?
Yeah.
It feeds me. It feeds my soul. I'm addicted to learning. I'm addicted to connecting with people like yourself who feel the way that we do. It's okay as females to be obsessed with our professional careers.
I love it. And I love ambitious women. And I think a lot of times we're told, like, you know, we have to like sacrifice part of ourselves to raise our kid. But I am like, for me, it was when I had my kids, I became even more ambitious, more clear on what I wanted and how I wanted to go after it. And really, you know, not always, but for the most part, I've been really unapologetic about my ambition. And so I'm wondering for you, because you are such a creative, how did your creativity change or shift, or did your vision or goals shift once you became a mom?
I had a really hard time the first year and a half with my first daughter. I didn't know who I was. Lefty's Right Mind was just beginning. It was just me. How am I supposed to be everything for this new baby, but be everything for myself and continue on this career dream? Huge lesson just being a creative is I used to sit for 8 hours straight. I always say my studio chair is quickstand. Once I'm in it, I cannot get up. Only for my children, right? It's never going to the restroom or like getting myself lunch. It's like you have to maximize 1 minute of time and produce 10 minutes of work because time is fleeting.
Right.
So the huge shift for me was embracing working in increments of time, which is better for the creative mind and really for any professional. It forces me to get up and take a breather, you know, but I used to work all day straight and you do not have that option.
No, it's sort of a luxury. And I like interruptions are really hard for me too, as a writer and like an editor. It's like, and then I find myself, and this is like a personal thing, it's very like triggers a lot of rage in me. So I've had to like sort of check myself with that. Like, these are my children. They need me. Like, they're not trying to interrupt my flow of my thought flow, but it's hard. It's hard. And I, you know, that's another thing I don't think we like really talk about, like as moms, like, and maybe that's been highlighted more since the pandemic too. Like this idea of like everything happens at home now, work, raising kids, all of it. So I don't know, but
my husband and I are, he is so supportive and such an incredible partner, but there are times where, like, you know, I am more available. It is my business. The reason why I started this business is so I can have flexibility. Hindsight, I'm a moron because it's really hard, but it's beautiful. And this is my journey, but he's very supportive. But sometimes when he comes up for the traditional lunch break, he comes in and asks me questions. And he has learned to really understand my perspective of, just because you're on a break doesn't mean that I'm available.
Right.
You know, and, you know, running to and from with the kids now is that, like, mommy has a meeting, a very important meeting, talking to a very important female founder as well, who this is cathartic for me. I need to be surrounded by people like you, Bethany, yeah, because it keeps me whole and it keeps me in check of, am I doing a good enough job as a mother? And is it okay to love something as much as your kids and to love something else?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We are like, you are speaking my language totally. But you did mention that running a business is incredibly hard. And I have had so many incredible, you know, entrepreneurs on this show to talk about that balance. And forget even like the kid part of it, like you raising the kids, like tell us about, you know, Lefty's Right Mind, like the inception, maybe some like high level learnings you've learned, you've, you know, experienced along the way, and maybe something you would do differently.
Sure. We're 6 years in business. It has drastically grown. I mean, I started really as a graphic designer, brought on my mother, who's been an entrepreneur for 40 years. She ran her own business and she came on as that branded product moment for our customization. So it allows for the opportunity for a non-product based business to come in and experience with us while allowing the product element. So that's really exciting. What I would do differently, it's almost like I never say we make mistakes and I never say that I made the wrong choice, because every quote unquote wrong choice is the right next step for where to go. So I actually thrive on failures. We like to call them speed bumps, because it's part of the game, right? These learnings of trial and error, it's all part of the beautiful journey. What I would do differently, I mean, like, if I could control it, maybe not have the pandemic happen in like year two.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
if I can make a decision. But, you know, I really started it when I was pregnant. Business really started taking off when I was pregnant. And that was hard for me as a mother, because I was isolated, not only in that new journey as a mother, but starting a business. But I find beauty in all my mistakes and hurdles. I really, really do.
I love that. I think that's really a testament to like an artist, right? Like the beauty. There's actually this book I read to my kids. It's called The Book of Mistakes. And it's like, it's an art, like someone who's drawing, and then there's like a blotch on the paper, and then it turns into this beautiful thing. So that's, I love that book. My next question is really for, you know, mothers who, or and anyone really who has this idea for a business. Maybe it's a creative business. Maybe it's something a little, you know, I want to say nothing's easy, but I feel like, you know, a product-based business. But what is your advice for them? You know, it's a scary thing. I mean, I know that, you know, I don't consider myself an entrepreneur necessarily in sort of like a traditional way, because it scares me so much. But give us your best advice for women who are kind of like teetering on the edge of entrepreneurship.
Just jump. I mean, you will never know unless you try. So you could sit and ponder as long as you'd like, but you're never going to know unless you try. And the beauty that comes out of that leap is so fulfilling. I'm sure you can attest. That's what keeps us going as entrepreneurs. It's a little sick. We're like, it's a sort of a gamble, and I don't consider myself a gambler. But just give it a go. If it's like a passion burning inside and you really keep coming back to it, try.
Yeah.
You know, it's the quote of reach for the stars and land amongst the clouds. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Nothing really that catastrophic, right? It's either you don't do it or you pivot. But that's, and then the next thing you know is you're years into a business and you've never felt more fulfilled as a person. You know, just try.
Yeah, I love that. I talk about that in my book too, like betting on yourself. And I quote Beyonce, who says, she's the same thing. She's like, I'm not a gambler, but if there's one thing I'm willing to bet on, it's myself. And I think like a lot of mothers do owe that to themselves, right? Like,
it's so fun. I mean, I'm the annoying mom that wants to talk about nothing about high chairs or kids. I just want to talk about business all the time. I'll be like, do you like business? Do you want to talk about professional career? You know, like I'm like the... It's just, it just makes me whole. And that's when I met you, I was just like, your energy, it's like, oh, I gotta spend time with you, because I felt that same feeling when I met you.
I love that. Thank you. So we talked about, you know, like your advice for women and who might be thinking about like business or, you know, figuring out that idea. But I also want to, because I just love your creativity. And someone who might have, you know, we lose ourselves in motherhood. You talked about that. You know, I talk about that. And like, someone who might be like trying to rediscover their creative side or maybe discover a new passion. Do you have advice on where to like sometimes we don't even know what we're missing, right? We just know something's missing. And like, for me, it was like getting, you know, writing the book or, you know, connecting with women on this podcast. Like I knew for a while there was like a creative side of my passion that I just was felt void. And so I would love to know what you think about that and how moms can sort of like discover and like explore.
You know, I'm very gut driven, and I feel like a lot of mothers tend to be very gut driven. What I've leaned into a lot is really taking the time to take a pen and paper and write down maybe like a schedule, the framework of what your day looks like, right? Like we could put our kids to bed and all of a sudden start worrying about the party favors that we have to do. And, you know, it's a never ending list, laying in bed, looking on Amazon to buy whatever the family needs. Take the time, pencil, paper. I'm a very old school gal, and carve out time to just read something you've never read before, or apply for, you know, a female founder group that like you were looking for, and just intentionally carve out that time and start slow. I'm like 5 minutes, right? I always try to incorporate stretching into my life. I say stretching because no one has time for the gym over here. And I started at 5 minutes. Don't try to go for the half hour. Just start for 5 minutes. Maybe you go to 7 minutes, maybe 12, right? I've learned my max is 15. I'm out after 15. Then I start, you know, trailing, but intentionally scheduling that time and starting with a finite amount of time, very small, and appreciate the finite amount of time.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I know Lefty's Right Mind has sort of different, like, iteration, not iterations, but like different sort of, I don't know, what is the right word? Like, I know you do like activations, you do, you know, bespoke products. Do you have, it's probably not fair to ask like, what's your favorite way to work, but do you have something that you just, that you find maybe is I don't know, more fulfilling, or, you know, just something that you appreciate more?
So our pillars are, it's the creative direction, on-site activations, and then branded gifting. So I really love the creative direction. I've learned that what makes us better is working alongside an existing story and uplifting and supporting that mission. The creative direction of really listening to the client and understanding their goals and what they're looking out of the experience is what I love, because to bring somebody's vision to life with our creativity is very humbling. I'm very fortunate. I feel very honored. You know, I'm just an artist. I'm just a girl who loved art. And now I'm, you know, living my dream. And being able to do that with my craft and our team's craft is so rewarding. I mean, it's so cool.
I love that. Danielle, how can someone, like, if someone wants to come work with you, what does that process look like? How can they connect with you?
So we're on Instagram at Lefty's Right Mind. You can always shoot us an email from our website, leftiesrightmind.com. Email us directly at studio@leftiesrightmind.com. But we answer quick. We're reliable. We're waiting with bated breath to grow our team and surround ourselves with other experts and craftsmen and people that are just passionate about what we do, what they do. It's not about who gets on our bus. It's where you sit when you get on it.
And I love that.
That's what we're here to do, is just lead with kindness and passion and do great things with great people.
That's incredible. And just to finally wrap it up, you, in the morning you and I met, I think you had like left your wallet at home, and it was just like one of those crazy hectic mornings. And then now we're talking about, you know, the lull between, you know, camp and school. Do you, what, we have to talk about this, like, what is like the best way that you set your day up for success with kids? Is it like prepping the night before? Like, we need to end on that note, because I can't even tell you how many times like the shit just hits the fan in the morning that I'm like,
so wrong. School, camp, if you're listening, let's figure this out together, right? I'm taking it one day at a time. Right now we only have today and tomorrow scheduled. I don't know what Monday is going to bring. All I know is that I have today and tomorrow. I work one day ahead. I anticipate, and I work really late at night, and I automate emails. If you've never used it on Google, schedule those babies.
I love it. One day ahead. That is nothing. Like, you should pat yourself on the back. I'm basically, I know what's happening until 3:30, and then I have no clue. So good for you.
I don't like rushing. I really don't like rushing. I like to be as prepared as I can. One day, but that's also a shift, right? We used to be able to hang out with your friends all day long.
Right.
You just survived with an hour, because we had an hour to kill with the kids, you know, before my childcare support came. So I always say I did my best, and my best is good enough.
We love a mantra. That's we it. Love it. I love it.
You have to, deep inside, if you are doing your best, that has to be good enough. And you have to allow yourself that pat on your back. Did I do the best I can? Yeah. So that's all I can do. And that's the best I can do. So that's what I live by.
Love it. On that note, that's it. Like, that's it. This is such a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait for people to hear this because I feel like we're just like two mothers in the trenches, like talking about our work, our kids, and like how we're getting by day. So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
So honored. Thank you
it.
for having me. I mean, I need you in my life to keep going, because you got to keep going. And I'm so grateful for you, Bethany. And congratulations.
Aw. Thanks, Danielle. All right. Well, we'll talk real soon, I'm sure.
Can't wait. Thanks so much.
Bye.